Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today we are tackling a question I hear from independent jewelers all the time before they spend a single dollar on digital marketing. How much should your Google Ads budget actually be? It sounds simple, but the truth is it is not. The right answer depends entirely on your local market, your margins, your competition, and what you are actually trying to accomplish. A jeweler in a mid-sized city with one competitor has a completely different equation than a store in a major metro area fighting five other independents and every national chain within 30 miles. Too many store owners pick a budget out of thin air. They hear a random number like $2,000 a month from a friend or $5,000 from an agency and just go with it. That approach has zero connection to what your store actually needs to drive business. Instead, you need to flip it around and start with your revenue goal. If you want Google Ads to generate $50,000 in additional monthly revenue and your average transaction value is $1,200, you need roughly 42 new customers every month from paid search. If your close rate on ad-generated leads is 25%, you need about 168 leads. At a cost per lead of $35, that brings you to a monthly budget of $5,880. That math illustrates why your budget must be reverse engineered from the outcome you want, not picked from a generic menu. Jewelry is a highly competitive vertical in paid search, and understanding realistic costs is essential for independent jewelers. Branded terms featuring your store name typically cost between 50 cents and $2 per click. Category terms like engagement rings near me or custom jewelry in your city generally run $3 to $8 per click. High intent commercial terms like buy a diamond engagement ring or jewelry store open now climb to $5 to $15 per click. Competitor terms where you bid on other store names run $4 to $12. The practical minimum for an independent jeweler running Google Ads seriously, meaning enough daily budget to capture meaningful data and exit Google's learning phase, is around $1,500 per month. To help you structure this, I look at three distinct budget tiers. Tier one is testing, running from $1,500 to $3,000 a month for stores new to Google Ads or restarting after a bad experience. Here, you focus on high-intent campaigns like branded search and core category keywords to learn what converts. Tier 2 is growth, sitting at $3,000 to $7,000 a month for jewelers with established conversion data. You expand into broader keywords, performance max campaigns with product feeds, and remarketing. Tier 3 is dominance, ranging from $7,000 to $15,000 or more per month, where you own your market with full keyword coverage, competitor conquesting, video awareness, and seasonal surge budgets. Speaking of seasons, seasonal budgeting for jewelry is non-negotiable. If you spend the exact same amount every month, you are leaving money on the table during peak periods and wasting it during slow ones. November and December should see your budget increase by 40 to 80% above baseline to capture active holiday gift shoppers before daily caps cut your ads off. Late January and February require a 30 to 50% increase for Valentine's Day. Spring brings engagement season, needing a moderate 20 to 30% lift, while the slow summer months allow some stores to optimize spend and redirect savings toward Q4. A flat $60,000 annual budget yields drastically lower results than that same $60,000 distributed seasonally across slow, shoulder, and peak months. When it comes to where your budget should go, your allocation matters just as much as the total number. For most independent jewelers, I recommend putting 10 to 15% into branded search to protect your store name. 40 to 50% should go to high intent local search, like engagement rings and local store terms, which drive the bulk of your revenue. Dedicate 20 to 25% to shopping campaigns to put your inventory directly in front of searchers. 10 to 15% should fund remarketing to capture site visitors who didn't convert on the first pass. And 5 to 10% can go to awareness campaigns if your budget allows. As you run these campaigns, you need to know if your budget is actually working. Track your cost per lead, which should ideally sit between $25 and $50 for jewelry. Watch your return on ad spend, targeting 5 to 1 or higher on search campaigns. Keep an eye on your impression share. If it is below 60% on high intent keywords, your budget is too low and you are leaving qualified searches on the table. Finally, watch out for budget killers like failing to use negative keywords, targeting too broad a geography outside a sensible 15 to 30 mile drive time radius, and falling into set and forget management. If you want to see what a customized, high-performing marketing strategy looks like for your specific store, head over to deepearthmkt.com to get your free preview today.